I want you guys to close your eyes for a second. I want you to vision a world without music. Can you see your life going about your day without music in your daily life? I don't think so. See, music, it plays an important part in people's lives. It's powerful. It's beautiful. It tells a beautiful story. A lot of pain. Happiness. Brings people together. Stimulates the mind. Touches the body, the soul, the heart. See, this is Moody's Point off the Waves World Podcast Network. The show where we highlight and celebrate the love, the art of music. Dawson had a creek. Moody had a point.
Yo, it's your boy Moody back with another episode of Moody's Points. It's been too long, man. I got some time. I'm off today, so I'm about to create some shit, fam. How's everybody doing today? Y'all doing good? I'm doing fantastic. 7:52 somewhere out here in these streets of Indianapolis. And the Cowgirls are about to play the Giants soon. So I was thinking about going to watch it. Maybe at Kilroy's or something, but I felt the need to make a couple episodes, Moody's Point, because I've been slacking, which I do a lot, but hey, I mean, I got some time, so I'm about to do some, make some episodes for you, so I feel like that's the move for right now. Plus, I don't feel like going to see the Cowgirls get embarrassed on Monday night against the Giants of all people, and then I'm already shitty that, because I play fantasy football, so like, right now, my team is up by two, and I'm going to tell you straight who I have. So on my team, I have Jameis Winston as my quarterback. I got Damian Harris. I got Derrick Henry. I got those two of my running backs. They went him. Jameis Winston, he really didn't do shit, but I got a solid 16 out of him. Then I have Tyreek Hill as my receiver. I have Deontay Johnson as one of my other receivers. I have George Kittle. I finally got him back after being out for two games. And then I have the Chargers defense, and I got Young Hoku, that kicker from Atlanta, who's pretty good. And honestly, Kittle didn't do shit. He only had like four catches for like, what, 28 yards. So that's like two points right there. And this bitch-ass motherfucking Tyreek Hill, he only had two catches for 33 yards. That's 3 points right there. So right now I have 69 points. My opponent has 67, but all he has to play is Saquon Barkley. And honestly, all he has to do is run the ball like five times, and he's going to obviously win. So I'm pretty shitty about that. So there's no point in me watching that game. So fuck them. And then fuck the guy. Fuck Tyreek Hill. And fuck George Kittle. I know I sound like a bitter-ass fantasy football fan like everybody else do. And you might want to say, oh, well, you're not really watching the game. You just care about what they do stat-wise. They're not supposed to. No, it's not that. I still watch the game. Regardless if I'm doing fantasy football or not. And it's the simple fact that I knew and I had a feeling I was going to win. And I got let down. But hey, that's just the way it goes. But today's episode of Moody's Point, we are going to talk. I used to go on Barstool Tools. And they always got this little bracket. And they choose different topics. You know, it's like a 16, basically like a, 16 seed bracket. Where they have 16 different types of topics, and they put them together, which is the strongest one, which is the weakest one. It's like, you know, March Madness style, basically. And I'd be going on their site sometimes. I'd be scrolling around and see which of those I think was best, in my opinion, what I think is the best out of all those 16 items that they choose. So, I see right now, I got one where they have 16 different sauces. And basically, I'm going to choose, in my opinion, what is the best sauce out of all those 16. So, right now, I see right here as the lineup stands, I'm going to start over on the left. I'm going to basically tell you guys the matchups they got going. So, number one, it's the first seed is the barbecue sauce. And the 16th seed is the yum-yum sauce. Those two are going at it. The number 8 seed, you got salsa. And number 9, you got chipotle mayo. Number 5, you got buffalo sauce. And number 12, you got ranch. Number 4, you got honey mustard. Number 13, you got sweet and sour. On the right side of the bracket, you got number 3, Chick-fil-A sauce. And this one might be an underrated sleeper. You got number 14, they got a hot sauce. But it's not just any hot sauce. So all my Ann Warren fans out there, there's only one hot sauce you know that you used to say was cold back in the day. Your boy Hot Sauce from Ann Warren. Yeah, that's right. I'm not joking with that. They have hot sauce from Ann Warren going up against Chick-fil-A sauce. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting matchup right there. Next, you got number 6, you got regular hot sauce versus number 11, pesto sauce. Number 7 is marinara sauce, and number 10 is mustard. And then number 2 is ketchup, and number 15 is the cane sauce. So, without further ado, let's begin. So first off, I'm going to start off on the left, and I'm going to just go straight to the number 1, number 16. I never really tried Yum Yum sauce. I have tried buffalo sauce, though. I mean, not buffalo, barbecue sauce. I mean, everybody's had barbecue sauce. For it to be number 1, I mean, I'm not surprised. Barbecue sauce is very popular. So I probably am going to have barbecue sauce advance to the next round over Yum Yum. I never, like I said, I don't know what Yum Yum sauce is. I've never really had it. So I can't really say or put Yum Yum sauce over barbecue. So this was kind of a no-brainer. Barbecue sauce definitely has to go to next round. So what will number 1 barbecue sauce go up against? You got number 8 salsa, and you got number 9 chipotle mayo. So chipotle mayo is very, very good. Salsa is very also like iconic, and it's forever going to be one of the greatest sauces chip combos to go with chips, you know? Any party you go to, any Super Bowl party, let alone salsa and chips, is just automatic win, you know what I'm saying? But chipotle mayo is also pretty good. But if I had to choose between the two, I'd probably just keep it simple and go with the salsa, because, I mean, salsa is one of the OG sauces out there. So I will have salsa going to the next round, and looks like a number 1 barbecue is going up against the number 8 salsa. Now we move on to number 5, buffalo, versus the number 12 seed of ranch. This is also a very, very tough decision because buffalo sauce is pretty fire. Buffalo chicken dip is also very fire. That's another reason why motherfuckers fuck with buffalo sauce. I mean, ranch goes with, like, ranch is just as OG, like barbecue and salsa out there. I mean, ranch with wings, bro, it's just a no-brainer there. Ranch and your wings go hand in hand. A ranch and a nice good salad goes hand in hand. Shit, some chips out there. Have you ever had Takis and ranch? Yeah, you might say I'm weird for that, but no, Takis and ranch is also another great combination. You feel me? You got that as well. It's so many things go with ranch dressing, bro. And buffalo sauce, don't get me wrong. Buffalo sauce is pretty fire, too. Especially on wings as well. But if I had to, like, you got to think about the sauces that go with a lot of things. And ranch goes with a lot of food out there. A lot of your favorite dishes. So, honestly, if I had a button, I would press the upset alert button. So, we have an upset, people. I am putting number 12 ranch over number 5 buffalo. Shocker there, you know? So, number 12, I got that movie to the next round. So, ranch, congratulations. You have upset number 5 buffalo. Now, what will number 12 ranch go up against in the next round? We got number 4 honey mustard versus number 13 sweet and sour sauce. This is also a very tough matchup because honey mustard sauce is pretty great. And sweet and sour is also pretty good. When I think of sweet and sour sauce, the only one sweet and sour sauce that comes to mind in my eyes is always going to be the sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's. That shit is top tier. Now, honey mustard sauce is also pretty good. There's some honey mustards out there. Like, the honey mustard Chick-fil-A sauce is pretty good. Sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, when I go to Subway, I sometimes put honey mustard on my sandwich. That's pretty nice. Honestly, I work at Juicy's. The honey mustard sauce there with certain types of fried foods there is pretty nice. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty good. But sweet and sour sauce, I don't know. It's a lot of great sweet and sour sauces out there, too, as well. And honestly, the reason why I'm going to put sweet and sour sauce probably over Ranch. I mean, not Ranch, but Honey Mustard. Maybe strictly because McDonald's sweet and sour sauce is undefeated still. And I haven't been to McDonald's in forever. But I just know that regardless, their sweet and sour sauce is top tier. Now, like I said, we're going to have different opinions out there. Once this episode come out, you guys might think there might be some sauces that I chose that you should, that I, that you could, you should have thought that the sauces, I mean, like I said, like what I'm picking right now, it might be totally different what you might think. I mean, that's so, you can always hit me up, comment below, like, yeah, Derek, you made a mistake on the sauces, blah, blah, blah. But in my eyes, the sauces that I picked so far, in my eyes, are better than what the better than the other sauces going up against. So I will probably put number 13, another upset, sweet and sour over honey mustard. So basically, off the left side, the next round you have number 1 barbecue sauce going up against number 8 salsa, and then the 2 surprising sauces, number 12 ranch versus number 13 sweet and sour sauce. So that's the left side of the bracket. Now we move on to the right side of the bracket. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to keep it all the way a buck. This next one is going to be pretty tough. Now you want to go technicality? I might break the rule if, you know, if I decide to go ahead with this matchup over, you know what I'm saying? Because technically, Chick-fil-A is a sauce. Number 14, Chick-fil-A sauce is going up against hot sauce from N1. And Chick-fil-A sauce is very god tier. It's very top tier. It's top tier. It's a great. It's probably one of the best sauces out there. Don't get me wrong. But like I said, if niggas, I know a lot of motherfuckers out there used to watch N1 back in the day. Hot sauce, half man, half amazing, the professor, okay? I used to watch that shit back in the day. Y'all used to watch N1 mixtapes. Who didn't? The N1 shoes, yeah, I was rocking the N1 shoes back in high school. It was cold. Lance Stevenson was still rocking N1s for me. Yeah, I think he got like shoe deal. He was rocking that shit. N1 is cold, bro. It's very cold. And hot sauce was probably one of the, it's debatable. You can debate all you want, but hot sauce is probably one of the best motherfuckers on that mixtape, you know? Hot sauce's handles were just ridiculous, you feel me? Ridiculous. I used to watch that shit all the time back in elementary school, bro. And as much as I want to put hot sauce and Warren over Chick-fil-A, you know what? And technically, hot sauce is not really a sauce. It's a person with the name, you feel me? And technicality, it should not be on here. So technicality, Chick-fil-A should automatically win. But you know me, I break the rules a lot. I don't give a fuck. So I'm just for the strictly for the culture. Upset alert. Third straight upset in this motherfucking bracket. I got hot sauce and one over Chick-fil-A. You guys can fight me all you want. You can fucking say whatever you want. Derek, that's a stupid-ass fucking pick, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Like I said, it's my bracket. You got a different bracket? Hey, feel free to comment below and tell me what you would have chose. But I personally, just for the culture specifically, I am going to go with hot sauce from N1 over Chick-fil-A. You just got to do it for the culture. So with that being said, we have a 12 seed, 13 seed, and 14 seed in the next round. Congratulations, hot sauce N1. You have dethroned Chick-fil-A, and you're moving on to the second round. Shout out to N1, by the way. So next, we got number 6 hot sauce versus number 11 pesto sauce. I'm not going to lie, this is kind of a easy no-brainer. I'm going to probably choose hot sauce number 6. The actual hot sauce, not N1 hot sauce. Which is going to be a very, very interesting matchup. It's probably why I probably did the last one. So basically, you got hot sauce from N1 going up against regular hot sauce. At number 6. So it all played out in. Thank me later for that creative matchup that we about to have. And then I don't really fuck with pesto like that anyway either. So, I mean, it was pretty obvious. It was a no-brainer there. All right, next we got number 7 marinara sauce going up against number 10 mustard. Let's see. Marinara sauce is pretty good. Mustard is also pretty good. I love mustard. I put mustard on my hot dogs. I'm calling a hot dog. And I'm sorry I have to go off topic, but fuck you guys out there for trying to fucking make eating hot dogs weird. Like, that shit makes no fucking sense. This stupid ass generation we live in now. You motherfuckers really gotta call it a glizzy. It's not a fucking glizzy. It's a hot dog. It's not a glizzy. I damn near might make an episode of Moody Point just to voice my frustration, the fact that motherfuckers can't go out, eat and eat a hot dog without somebody being, no, go out there eat a hot dog comfortable without a motherfucker being like, oh, you're eating a glizzy. Nigga, I'm eating a hot dog. I want you to go to Chicago, go to one of Chicago style hot dog and tell you, oh, you eating a glizzy. Nigga, I'm eating a Chicago style hot dog and it's a fucking great Chicago style hot dog. Or I want a motherfucker to go to Portillo's. I will run into a motherfucker at Portillo's, getting a Chicago style hot dog out of there and tell him, oh, why you eating a glizzy? Nigga, I'm eating a motherfucking Chicago style hot dog from Portillo's. Portillo's got great hot dogs. Okay. Even the motherfuckers who like to make fun of the people for eating glizzies. 9 times 10, you're eating an actual fucking hot dog from Portillo's. Or you're eating another glizzy that I am not going to obviously say because you motherfuckers are weird. It's not a glizzy, it's a hot dog. Sorry for that rant. Now, yeah, like I said, I put mustard in my hot dog sometimes. I put mustard on my sandwiches. Mustard definitely on a sandwich is very top tier too. But, marinara sauce is pretty good as well. I mean, marinara sauce when you, on pizza, marinara sauce on spaghetti, obviously, you know what I'm saying? Marinara sauce for your breadsticks. I mean, we got mozzarella cheese sticks sometimes. People use marinara sauce for mozzarella cheese sticks. But I feel like I have another upset brewing, and I'm probably going to choose regular mustard over the marinara sauce. Now, people might want to say, why are you choosing? You would choose regular mustard, but you're not going to choose honey mustard. Yeah, I do like regular. I do like mustard. I like regular mustard. Honey mustard also is cool, but just something about the regular mustard that hits better. It tastes better, in my opinion. So I have another upset going. We're going to have number 10, upsetting marinara. So number 10, mustard, is moving on to the next round. And the very last matchup in the first round, we got ketchup versus cane sauce. So, with that being said, I've never really been to Cane's. I guess that's a restaurant or something. I'm not really familiar with it, but I've never been to Cane's. So I don't really know how really good cane sauce is. But, I mean, ketchup's been out here for years, 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 decades, 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 you feel me? And like I said, ketchup goes hand in hand, like barbecue sauce, like sauce, like it goes with everything, damn near. Ketchup on meatloaf, ketchup on fries, ketchup on motherfucking burgers, hot dogs. Some weird niggas sometimes put ketchup on steak. I don't know why. I'm probably one of the weird niggas to put ketchup on steak. I'm actually am one of those weird niggas to put ketchup on steak. I'm sorry. I do it. Don't judge me. But yeah, you can put ketchup on a lot of good things. It goes hand to hand. Ketchup is pretty good. And I mean, I'm pretty sure cane sauce might be good, but I've never really been to Cane's. So that was kind of why I will have to side and put ketchup over cane sauce. So just to run down the second round matchups for on the right side, we have number 14 hot sauce from N1 going up against regular hot sauce and number 6. Number 10 mustard is going up against number 2 ketchup. As in the left side, you got number 1 barbecue sauce going up against number 8 salsa, and then number 12 ranch going up against number 13 sweet and sour sauce. So, without further ado, let's go to the second round. So, we're going to figure out who's going to be in the final four between the left and the right side of the bracket of the best sauce. So, we'll analyze number 1 barbecue versus number 8 salsa first. And what I'm going to do, I'm not going to go straight down left. I'm going to do the 1 to 8 seed barbecue salsa first. Then I'm going to go over to the number 14, number 6 hot sauce. Then I'm going to do the 12 ranch, 13, and, you know, number 2 and 10 mustard. So, between number 1 barbecue sauce and number 8 salsa, like I said, barbecue sauce is pretty top tier as well. It's weird having it number 1. Because, I mean, barbecue sauce on ribs, your wings, your barbecue chicken. It's a lot of good things barbecue sauce go hand in hand with. And salsa's pretty good. Sauce is pretty good with chips. But maybe the one thing that's going to persuade me to do barbecue sauce over salsa is, yes, the fact that with salsa, it's only good with chips. Barbecue sauce, I can do multiple foods, cook multiple foods with barbecue sauce. I cook good ribs with barbecue sauce. I can make great wings with barbecue sauce. If I want fried chicken all the time, I want to bake my chicken. I can bake my chicken with a nice barbecue sauce on the side. I mean, on the layer of the chicken. Barbecue chicken is good. Barbecue ribs. Barbecue baked beans. Yeah, you didn't know that. Some people put barbecue make barbecue baked beans. So I think it's like a south side thing. Not south thing, but down south thing, I want to say, you know? So with that being said, I'm going with number one barbecue sauce over number eight salsa. So congratulations, barbecue sauce. You have made it to the final four and you're the number one overall seed. Let's see how this goes. Next, we're going over to the right side where number 14 hot sauce from N1 is going up against number six, the regular hot sauce bottle. This is probably one of the most interesting matchups of this whole entire bracket because you have two hot sauces going on. It's like, honestly, if you, all my WWE fans out there, when you had the Imposter Kane going up against the regular Kane, it's kind of like how this is. You have Imposter. I can't really call N1 hot sauce an Imposter. But you got hot sauce N1 going up against his, you know, his alter ego, if you want to say, another hot sauce. Now, like the title said, what is the best sauce? All these sauces, besides N1 hot sauce, they're legit sauces. N1 hot sauce is just strictly a nickname. But for you to have the nickname like hot sauce and be cooking niggas with your handles in N1, man, all you got to do, go back, go on YouTube, look up the old N1 hot sauce highlights, bro. The man was too fucking cold. He was ridiculously cold. Honestly, him and Professor is probably my favorite people out of N1. Like, I used to binge watch hot sauce and N1 cooking motherfuckers all goddamn day. Like, when I got bored, this is when niggas really didn't have PlayStations and Xboxes. But we had laptops. And we didn't, well, not laptops, but desktop computers. And we didn't feel like going to play regular video games online and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas was been watching N1 hot sauce. But, and like I said, hot sauce, not the N1 hot sauce, just regular hot sauce on anything, hot sauce on your wings, hot sauce on your chicken, hot sauce on a lot of other things you can put, like sandwiches. It's a lot of good things that hot sauce go hand in hand with. Don't get me wrong. And this is a very, very tough decision. You know what? Fuck it. For the culture still. At number 14, I have another upset. Number 14, hot sauce and one is going to the final four, bro. I don't give a fuck. I said it is what it is. So number 14, hot sauce is going to the final four along with number one, barbecue sauce. Now, number one seed and number 14 seed. Now, hot sauce from N1 has the... He could either go up against number 10 mustard or number 10 ketchup. That's going to be an interesting matchup. I know everybody's going to be angry. Like, you really putting a nigga named hot sauce over the legit hot sauce? Yes, I am. I mean, hot sauce is good. Tabasco sauce, Tapatio sauce, Louisiana hot sauce, bro. That's good. I know it is. It's great. Red Hot, Frank's hot sauce. It's good. But like I said, N1, man. It was a part of our culture back when we were kids that wasn't really, they didn't get the respect it should have. And niggas like N1 and Professor, half man, half amazing. And Skip to my Lou, Ray for Austin, shout for Ray for Austin. I think Sebastian Telfair, he was there too. He was in there too, well, I want to say. But niggas like that, man, like that was an underrated fucking thing. I had the video game too. I played the N1 video game. We had an N1 video game at the time. It was not that bad, you know? So, that being said, I have to put N1 hot sauce in the final four, which is only right for the culture. So I'm sorry if you feel butthurt about it. It is what it is. But that's where I stand with that. So, yeah. So let's go over to back to the left side. What will number one barbecue? Who will number one barbecue? Number one seed barbecue face in the final four? Is it number 12 ranch or is it number 13 sweet and sour sauce? Honestly, Like I said, I'm a big fan of the sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's. I think Chick-fil-A got good sweet and sour sauce too. But number 12 ranch is just ranch dressing, ranch on your wing. Like I said, ranch is it's a great sauce to go with your dishes as well. And it's only like a few places I will actually eat the sweet and sour sauce. But it's a lot of places and even a lot of meals I can make or I can eat with ranch that, you know, it makes the meal 10 times better. So with that being said, I know this is probably a quick decision, but I got number 12 ranch going up against number 1 barbecue sauce in the final four. So there you go. So number 1 barbecue sauce, you will be facing number 12 ranch in the final four. Congratulations. With that being said, let's find out the last matchup that hot sauce from N1 is going to face in the final four. Is it number 2 ketchup or number 10 mustard? Well, mustard, like I said, mustard is pretty good. I personally take mustard over regular honey mustard. I know. I would rather do that. Ketchup is pretty good. Ketchup is pretty, pretty good. It goes with everything too. It's very classic. It's a classical sauce. It's a very classical sauce. Ketchup, you know, your burgers, your fries, your tater tots. You feel me? It's pretty good. Very, very good. If I don't say so myself. But if I had to choose between ketchup and mustard, it's really weird because these two sauces go hand in hand with your hot dog. So I'm going to base that off of that. Okay, so if I'm getting a hot dog, I put the ketchup and the mustard with relish and every other product. This makes me want to, now all this fucking sauce talk and the ketchup, it makes me want to go give me a Chicago style hot dog now. I didn't even think about doing it. Now I really want to go give me a hot dog because now this is making me hungry, you feel me? But I think what those two sauces combine on a hot dog. But at the same time, I got to think myself, like, mustard is good with certain things, but ketchup has a little more foods out there will benefit more with ketchup on it than mustard. And that's kind of why I would probably lean towards ketchup going over against mustard in this matchup. Don't get me wrong, I fuck with mustard heavy. The only downfall with ketchup, I'm never going to put ketchup on a sandwich. Well, a sub sandwich, as I should say, but that's the only thing mustard has on it. You feel me? Mustard's great with sandwiches, but like I said, I have other items and food I would eat where ketchup would probably go hand in hand with. So that being said, I will put ketchup in the final four, taking on hot sauce and one. So the final four has been set where hot sauce from N1 is going up against the ketchup. Hot sauce, number 14 seed, is going up against number ketchup. In college football talk, the hot sauce N1 would be considered your Cinderella story. And I think it's definitely a good Cinderella story, besides ranch. But ranch should not be number 12. It should have been a little bit higher than 12, but we don't talk about that. But it's the simple fact that hot sauce N1 is technically not a sauce. It's just a sauce. It's just basically a nickname for a nigga, bro. He just happened to have the name Nick Hot Sauce. But technicality, they asked you what is the best sauce. Hot sauce could technically be, he counts for this, that question. Because his name is Hot Sauce, and he was a beast. He's just not a legit sauce that's edible for food, you know? And, I mean, it depends on how technical you want to be. We're still technical by mentioning him about his bracket. And as I went into the comments on Barstool's Sports Instagram page, a lot of niggas was rocking with hot sauce as well. So that's why I'm like, you know, fuck it. It makes sense why he should be at least in the final four. Because he's kind of underrated. He's damn near the underdog out of all this shit. He's damn near the underdog. You know, it's like the rebel was like, yeah, I'm not legit a fucking sauce to put on food for edibility, but I'm that nigga that was beasting and putting N1 on the map. So I get why he's on this bitch, and that's why he's kind of in the final four. So I'm going to start with the barbecue number 1 seed versus the number 12 ranch. Who's going to make it to the finals? And who's going to win the whole entire fucking bracket in Derek's eyes? We'll see. Barbecue and ranch. This is tough because barbecue and ranch is damn near identical, bro. They are very identical. The barbecue sauce, it goes good with ranch. It's like the brother or sister of sauces, damn near. I can mix them bitches. Like, I mean wings. If I want plain wings, but want barbecue sauce and ranch sauce with them, I dip both of them bitches together, eat the motherfuckers. But like I said, I feel like ranch goes hand in hand with a lot of foods. So does barbecue. But barbecue is so iconic. I can see why they put it in number one. Barbecue is very iconic. Ranch be doing a damn thing too. But for barbecue to be number one is definitely iconic. It's one of the best go-to sauces for any food you go come up with, you know? Specifically your meats. So all your meats out there, like your burgers, your steaks, neck bones, you know, pork chops, all your legit meats out there in the world, barbecue sauce is where you need to go with it. And that is probably why I will go ahead and put barbecue sauce towards the finals. Because the barbecue sauce has a pivotal part in all the meats that you've eaten or cook. It has a very pivotal part. It's one of the main factors in making sure your meat is up to par and it's good. You know, if you have your people over, if the right barbecue, and it also depends on the right barbecue sauce that you have. Like Sweet Baby Ray's, you can never go wrong with Sweet Baby Ray's, you feel me? I can't even think of any other barbecue sauce besides Sweet Baby Ray's, because Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is that shit, okay? It's the shit. But regardless of that, just barbecue sauce has to make the finals. So I'm definitely putting barbecue sauce over ranch. I like ranch. Ranch is good. I fuck with ranch heavy. But I definitely got to put barbecue sauce over the ranch, bro. So with that being said, number one barbecue sauce is going to either face the Cinderella story of number 14 hot sauce from Ann 1 or number 2 ketchup. And here's where this is probably the toughest matchup I have to choose. Because, like I said, barbecue sauce has a big factor in food just like ketchup does. But at the same time, there's a lot of niggas out there really don't fuck with ketchup. They don't really like ketchup. It is weird saying that, but they just don't fuck with ketchup like that. I find it kind of weird too, because I mean, I thought ketchup was pretty good. But they really don't be fucking with ketchup like that. So. But like I said, like I already eat the hot sauce, you feel me? Yay. Just the simple fact that hot sauce and motherfucking N1 was that nigga, fam. He was that nigga, dog. So this is a very, very tough matchup. I'm not even gonna cap to you. It's a very tough matchup. And like I said, another big factor of this is not a lot of niggas fuck with ketchup, but ketchup does go a lot with your certain foods, like your chicken tenders and shit like that. You know, your fries. That's another big thing why ketchup is kind of high up on the list at number 2. Certain foods like that, you feel me? Damn, I don't know. It's kind of tough to choose one or the other. But I'm thinking, you know what? Fuck it. For the culture, we are putting hot sauce in the finals against barbecue sauce, bro. Yes. Your boy hot sauce from N1 getting the shine and recognition he deserves. He's facing barbecue sauce in the next round. I said it, fuck it. I think it has to be done. So there you go. So in the finals, I'm just based on the fact that ketchup is good. I like ketchup. But at the same time, hot sauce needs to get the recognition he deserves. So I'm putting hot sauce from N1 in the final round. So the bracket for, shout out to Barstool Sports, man, because they, this bracket style shit they be putting on Instagram is very, very fun to debate and talk about. I like the, I, that's why I used to break down these brackets all the time when I was doing my pods consistently. And I actually got, I screenshotted like a couple other of their brackets. I'm a damn near probably do those too. Cause they're very, they're actually pretty fun. If I get more guests, so like, this is an invitation for anybody out there who fucks with me heavy. If you want to come on the show, we can instantly break down. Cause I feel like more people breaking down these brackets is better than this one. So this is an open invitation. If you, I'm pretty sure I got a lot of listeners out there from time to time. So all my listeners out there, if you want to come on Moody's Point and break down these Barstool Sports brackets with me, hit me up, Snapchat, DMPunk434. Hit me up on Facebook, Derek Moody. Hit me on Instagram, Moody's Point. Hit me up. We can make some shit pop. We can set up some shit to make this shit happen. If you want to come on the show, we can come on the show and break down these brackets. Two heads, three heads, four heads. The more the merrier is better than one. It's pretty more, it's more interesting to debate and see why you guys choose that specific thing, because I feel like we all gonna have different opinions and different picks, you know what I'm saying? So like, I would love to have a good multiple amount of people come on the show and we can break down these brackets together. Because I mean, I don't have a problem doing it by myself, but I, having more people will definitely be more fun. So it's an open invitation to any of my peeps out there. You want to come on the show, break down these brackets with me? Hit me up. So yes, without further ado, people, this is the last, this is the finals. You got number one barbecue sauce going against the underdog of number 14 seed hot sauce and Warren. I appreciate you guys for sticking around and listening to this fun bracket that we're breaking down with all these sauces. All these sauces are pretty, pretty flame and fire. And I see why they're on this list. Very popular sauces indeed, except for the yum yum and the cane sauce. I'm not really familiar with those, but... as we talk about, so yeah, without further ado, the barbecue sauce, number one, the hot sauce, and one at number 14. Like I said, man, hot sauce and one, he's been doing the damn thing. He's not technically a legit sauce, but at the same time, I mean, he's that nigga, and I don't know, it's kind of tough, it's kind of tough. He's actually breaking the barrier and saying, you know what, I'm not really a fucking, I'm not a saucy pour on food, but, you know, I'm that nigga too. Don't leave me out. I was named hot sauce for a reason. My nickname is hot sauce for a reason, you know. Like I said, barbecue sauce on the other side, though, barbecue sauce is just iconic and classic. It's very fucking classic, bro. This is very hard to choose. I ain't gonna lie. It's very hard to choose. It's like I could damn near flip a coin at this point, you know what I'm saying? So, if I had to choose between number one barbecue sauce and number four hot sauce from Ann Warren, what would I choose? Shit. I need a drum roll. So, the winner of the what is the best sauce bracket in the eyes of Derek Moody, of course, I'm going to choose my motherfucking nigga hot sauce and one. So there you have it, people. Hot sauce and one at number 14 has upset and dethroned the classic iconic barbecue sauce. For the simple reason, it's the biggest underdog out of all the sauces. It's different. It's very, very disparate. Because, I mean, anybody can easily choose. It's the title that's misleading. Like, everybody think if you didn't look at this bracket and you just read what's the best sauce, you're clearly going to say either barbecue sauce or ranch or buffalo or honey mustard, all that shit. But just the simple fact that they had to acknowledge and put hot sauce from N1 on here, that's some real nigga shit right there, man. Because I like the little swerve they did that. I like the different type of shit you can do outside of the norm. It's different. It's not the norm. And the fact that they put that on there, I respect that shit heavily, bro. So, yeah, I definitely had to choose hot sauce overall. You got to defy the odds, man. Because motherfuckers was thinking, okay, barbecue sauce, it's ranch. It's just your typical regular sauces that is always niggas always going to choose when they go out to eat. And not a lot of niggas are from Iran 1, but niggas that are. And the fact, they would respect and appreciate the fact that they went outside the box and being able to creative and put him, you feel me, just to be a on a technical term basis. I've kind of fucked with that. So that is why I chose hot sauce. It's different. Nobody, like, it's not something you're going to expect. You feel me? It's technical, but it's not technical. You think about sauces, you actually think about the legit sauce you pour on food. But, like, technically hot sauce could also be part of the equation. So, that was a pretty fun bracket to choose from. It's a whole bunch of other brackets on here that I'm scrolling down that I've saved. I'm going to try to choose another one, you feel me, to talk about as well. So, as I find another bracket to choose from, I'm probably about to hit up another episode of Booty's Play with that, too. Cause I got a hell of them. I just haven't been able to actually, you feel me, actually take the time out to do them. So I got a lot of free time on my hand right now. So I'm definitely going to sit down and choose which ones I specifically want to talk about. And then we're just going to put that into an episode. But like I said, Moody's Point podcast. Yes, I sometimes go off the record and do different topics. But at the end of the day, regardless, if it's not 100% about the music, some type of music is going to be credited and plugged into my show. So with that being said, if you guys don't really know, I always have playlists and songs that I feel like that I like to share to you guys of what I'm be bumping from time to time. And it's only right to end the show off with a song that I be playing a lot. So that's how we're going to end the show. We're going to ride out with this song by kind of it's an artist that I've been bumping a lot lately. When I first listened to him, I'm like, bro, this nigga trash. He's just like all these other mumble rappers. But if you actually sit down, he got a lot of violent music, bro. It's simple as fuck, but at the same time, it's catchy. It's very catchy. So, I mean, if you niggas are familiar with Yeet, it's a song. It's called Ha Ha. It's kind of an underrated song. It's not really on none of his albums. I just found out about it from, you know, like TikTok and shit. You know how niggas from TikTok go. And YouTubers on YouTube. That's how I found out about the song. Basically, this nigga named Lenar Young on YouTube. I be following him a lot. And he be making fun of these rappers out here. And, like, he made a fun of this song that Yeet was doing. And the video is funny, but the song was actually pretty fire, too. So, I'm going to share the song with you guys. I appreciate you guys for listening to the Moody's Point podcast. This is the first podcast I did since July. It was July 30th, my last episode, so I went quiet the whole entire August and majority of September, but I'm back in the last part of September with a banger for you, and I plan on doing a little bit more, so enjoy this song. It's called Ha Ha by your boy Yeet. It's been the Moody's Point podcast. Moody out. Hey, boom, 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 boom
Get your ass in trouble.